Now, back to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Here's Dave Benton.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Weekend Kickoff 1320.
WILS streaming live at 1320WILS.com. The voice cracking you heard was from yours truly, Dave Benton, alongside my co-host and producer, Scott Eckersley. Joined now by WILX, the Sports Blitz host, Jeremy Sampson, talking a little high school basketball playoffs. Jeremy, how you doing?
Good, guys. Many people get choked up when they get ready to talk to me.
I was so excited. So excited that I just couldn't handle it. All right, so Jeremy, walk me through, because I don't think, for people who might have just read the box score, I don't think people realize what a fantastic finish that St. John's district final was. Can you walk us through the last, I don't know, just say the last 5 seconds? That should be about enough.
The last 10 seconds actually went like this. The game was tied up 59 apiece when Cha-Cha Tucker, Charles Tucker Jr., the sophomore point guard for Eastern, drove in the lane, hit a floater to give Eastern a two-point lead with about 9 seconds to go. Okemos called a timeout. They got the ball to Chris Harrison Dox, the junior, who's got, you know, upwards of a dozen Division I offers, including one from Butler. And he went up the floor, took a three, and got fouled. So down by two, he coolly hit all three free throws with about 3 seconds to go to give Okemos a one-point lead. Eastern then inbounded the ball to Tucker, who went basically uncontested up the floor. Okemos gave him a little bit of pressure to kind of push him. Actually, instead of pushing him toward the sideline, they actually kind of pushed him toward the middle of the floor, and he let go a 30-footer that, when we, you know, looked back at the tape, my guy who shot it last night said that he thought, looking back, going frame by frame, he let it go with probably 0.2 or 0.1 seconds to go. Oof. And made the 30-footer to give Eastern the two-point win.
That's a good call by the referees then, because when it's that close, you don't have video
right
to look at. That's a fantastic call by the refs to let that go.
Yeah, well, it's one of those, you know, fantastic finishes that you get in high school, you know, once in a decade. And especially in a big game like this, between two teams that at one time or another have been ranked in the top 10 in the state, you know, two of the better teams in our area, and to have a finish like that, for it to go back and forth, you know, three different times in the last 10 seconds, it was pretty special, that's for sure.
Talking to Jeremy Sampson, host of the WILX Sports Blitz here on the Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. Jeremy, it's Scott. Where is Cha-Cha's maturity level? I remember seeing him a lot as a freshman.
Yeah.
Where's he at now as a sophomore?
I'll be honest with you. I thought during a majority of this season, I hadn't seen a lot of improvement. I mean, last year he kind of burst onto the scene, and we all knew, you know, from watching him at his dad's camps and that growing up, and, you know, you watch him dribble the ball and be a ball handler. We all knew he was a player, and he played very, very well as a freshman last year. This year, I was kind of looking for him to maybe take his game to the next level, and maybe it's hard to do that when you have Mr. Basketball on your team. He's obviously distributing a lot to LaDante Hinton. But in the last couple of weeks, I've seen him improve immensely. Take over games, handle the ball, not turn it over. You know, early in the year, first game of the year, they played Sexton, and they had Sexton down. They had Sexton beat. And there were some turnovers late in the game that allowed Sexton to come back and win that game. But over the last couple of weeks, I've really seen Tucker take his game to the next level. And, you know, you kind of wonder now, what's he going to do over the next couple of years? You know, how much will he grow? Get a little bit taller, get a little bit stronger, and it'll certainly be fun to watch his improvement over the next couple of years.
Let's talk about Sexton for a little bit in the Class B district between Sexton and Lansing Catholic. Any surprises there that Sexton was able to top Catholic?
I don't think so. You know, those were the two best teams in that district, and, you know, what maybe surprised me more than anything, and that's the game that I was at last night for the entire second half, was the way Sexton just dissected the Lansing Catholic zone defense. And then they didn't do it from the outside. They did it getting the ball into the high post and getting it down low to Tyron Wade, who was running the baseline, and he just kind of had his way. He led the way with 19 points, and they really used that high-low action and really took care of Catholic's zone defense. But Sexton's, you know, they've made that run to the state finals last year, and they've got, I think, you know, five or six kids, you know, who were on that team last year who are back this year. So not surprising that Sexton was able to win that game in advance last night.
Is Wade the prototypical big man to kind of take them on a run there?
Well, I had one coach early in the year tell me that he thought he was the best player in the area. It's kind of hard to argue against LaDante Henton being the best player in the area, but I think Tyron Wade might be one of the most underrated players in the area. He's a name you don't hear a lot, but he does all the dirty work. He plays good defense underneath. He rebounds well, and he can score. And he can score from the inside. He can score from the outside, too. So he's a very key piece to the Big Red puzzle, and he's played well, pretty much the whole season.
Talking to Jeremy Sampson, WILX-TV, does the sports splits there. Talking high school playoff basketball. And, Jeremy, as we're talking about Sexton, their next matchup in the first round of the regionals will be Williamston.
Yep.
I'd be lying if I said I saw Williamston play this year. What can you tell us about Williamston? Are they a formidable threat for Sexton?
Well, they are because they're a senior-laden team. Dylan Schultz, Dylan Monette, Tyler Waters, to name a few of Williamston's better players. I'm going to kind of gauge this one. Very early in the year, Williamston played at Eastern and did not play very well at all. So I'm going to kind of compare the two of those together. Williamston's going to have to play very, very well in order to beat Sexton. Sexton's just so athletic. But Williamston can do it because they're a senior-laden team, and those guys, they made that run in football, so they obviously know what it takes to win when it comes to playoff time. But Sexton, I think, would have to go in as the favorite in that game.
Jeremy, real quick, which of the Mid-Michigan teams goes the farthest in the playoffs?
I'm going to go with Sexton. I mean, I think the way the bracket's set up, they can make another run this year.
Fantastic stuff. Jeremy Sampson, WILX-TV. Jeremy, we appreciate it, man.
All right, guys, take it easy.
All right, Jeremy Sampson, WILX, the Sports Bliss. We'll come back more. We'll talk more about Jim Tressel. This weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS.